This basic but bountiful business of simple communication is now far too complicated and confused, despite a vast array of helpful tools lined up to help along our information highway. Trouble is, they don't tell you how to say what you mean or mean what you say. I'm staggered by the number of folk who don't know how to respond to a cheery good morning, even when they're not whiling away one good, bad or indifferent, by pirouetting, preening and prattling on a mobile phone or some other mechanical wizardry in the street. Who first decided this might be a cool contribution to a trendy version of Normal for Norfolk? A veritable hurricane of hyperbole is roaring through casual conversations to dominate mundane topics with exaggerated cries of wow, fantastic, unbelievable, and incredible. Those able to string a kind of sentence together hit the heights with so, yeah, know what I mean, like. They usually finish up by sharing the virulent favourites gutted and gobsmacked. I'm worried at the amount of Westminster and Whitehall claptrap seeping into our chats on my social round. Positive feedback and worst-case scenario are bad enough, but I know they're simply pace-setters for the dreaded level playing field at the end of the day. I'm convinced we'll be fed even bigger diets of facile soundbites and soppy slogans, lazy abbreviations and tiresome trendy babble spawned by the so-called celebrities before someone makes a fortune running evening classes in old-fashioned marbling and proper joined-up writing, with no tweeting and texting in the interval. How refreshing it would be to hear a bit of good old Norfolk dialect let loose in exclamations like, "Cor blast me," and "That's a rum old do." "That road don't go nowhere. It stay here where that's wanted." And "I'm in favour of progress as long as it don't change nothing." How some of us yearn for those good old days when politicians and journalists shared comparatively straightforward ideas and ideals. You knew where you stood with peace in our time before the wind of change ran through the pound in your pocket. Then along came Barbara Castle to usher in a rather worrying new era dubbed In Place of Strife. I remain convinced she meant to launch a Blackburn pop group of the same name, with Clause 4 as the main support on the bill. But spin doctors were beginning to exert exorbitant pressure on our national psyche. They have ruled our hearts and minds charts ever since, although Back to Basics suffer one major blip when a pun-loving contributor to the New Statements, or it might have been the Oxney Chronicle, suggested it told the story of a touching reunion at Luton Airport. He put befuddled readers out of their misery with the legend of Back to Bay 6. Sadly, such wit and invention have been extremely rare in recent years, with Middle England still looking for the third way, Cool Britannia flagging badly after a heady start, care in the community letting down too many of those it was supposed to bolster, and the big society taking little heed of Norfolk's glaringly obvious north-south divide. Old Tories, New Labour, Liberal Democrat upstarts and a few splinter groups have formed a depressing coalition of glib voices, making a perfect background chorus for bigger and brasher productions of Les Miserables, kindly sponsored by grateful bailed-out bankers and hard-up energy bosses. Cynical? Moi? Goodness knows I've tried hard to believe we really are all in this together. But it's hard to ignore blatant signs of society, whatever that is, being rent asunder by harsh economic injustices and painful examples of widening cultural and generational chasms. I think that's what I happened across in a Cromer shop a few trips ago, where a woman of intermediate years held court on the previous evening's television. She loved it, but I didn't recognise anybody on those Brat Awards, The racket was awful, and I could not understand what they were talking about, let alone the so-called lyrics and what they referred to. You knew where you were with the likes of Val Doonican and the Spinners. I wanted to tell her how the wind of change has blown through the music industry and we are unlikely to savour peace in our time again. However, I couldn't help wondering if she was just playing the innocent old grand to perfection. Brat awards? Far too clever. Surely not to be deliberate. Still, that's a shade or two more appealing than what masquerades for hearty entertainment and useful information, while too much television dumbs down almost to the point of going subterranean. Taking too much of our precious language with it. Know what I mean? Like...